The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Hey, we've got a really terrific show for you tonight with G.P. Walsh, the Irreverent Sage. Now, if you haven't heard G.P. on his show, Conversation with G., well, you're really missing something. He is absolutely fabulous. So I wanted to have him on my show to have him answer some of my own questions, and I think you're going to love his answers. But before we bring GP out, we're going to talk a little bit, so let's get going on tonight's show. So sit back, relax, exercise or drive or whatever you like to do, but just get comfortable because we are going to take a short break and be right back with all the fun.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the law of attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
In all the years of doing Law of Attraction cruises, I've never been more excited about the one coming up in December 2012. Not only is it going to be an incredible vacation, and not only will you experience transformational workshops, but we are going to have a chance to experience a once-in-many-lifetimes event. We're headed to the island of Cozumel, featuring a trip to the Mayan spiritual ruins, where the phenomenal Lee Harris will be doing a channel right on sacred grounds. We'll be on this Mayan land just days before the end of this 5,000-year cycle, signifying the beginning of the golden age of peace and abundance. Join Lee Harris, Constance Arnold, and me, Jules, on the trip of a lifetime. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com to get more information. Join us in our celebration of higher consciousness. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Okay, I'm back. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to my wonderful friend and longtime listener who transitioned to the other side this week. I know Tammy is listening, so I just want to say thank you, Tammy, for touching my life the way you did. And even though you left us at such an early age, I know that this was your plan of action from the get-go. I am thrilled that you only suffered for less than 30 days, which is exactly how you would have wanted it. Lingering with a long illness was not your style. So I just want to say I love you, Tammy. I appreciate you. And whisper in my ear from time to time. I'm always open to feeling your fabulous energy. So let's talk about this fabulous upcoming cruise. It's coming up. You know, we've only got 2 weeks left before the rates start going up. So if you really want to go and get the best rate and find the best cabin mates, now is the time to sign up. We have quite a few people looking for cabin mates, so don't worry about coming alone. And don't worry, even though the rates may go up on September 15th, you will still be able to book a cabin after that. give me a call to tell me what you're thinking, and I'll see how I can help get you on board. Now, last week was the kickoff of our Love Frequency Healing Hour. And if you missed it, well, don't worry, you can still listen to it every day at either 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. California time. Just tune in to LOARadionetwork.com. Now, here's what I experienced. I was not only sending energy to the music along with all the hundreds of other energy healers, but I was also using my crystal pendulum to see how strong the energy was being placed on it. And I was holding it by its chain, and it was swinging in wide circles very fast. It was unbelievable. Now, remember what I said in last week's broadcast, that the frequency of love is fast movement, full of energy. And that was exactly what was going on. I could see it by the pendulum. Now, at parts, I noticed that it would slow down during certain frames of music. And I think that must have been the place where the fear frequency was being released by those participating. Well, by the end of the hour, the crystal was again twirling in such huge circles. This was proof positive to me that all the wonderful energy healers from around the world had a dramatic impact. Now, the energy healers that I have talked to said that they're coming back to both hours, tweaking the energy in which to continue the potency. So I hope that you're going to take advantage of all this fantastic energy that is staying on the recording to come back and re-release all the fear blocks within your body and your cells so that you can return to the powerful, lovely, magnificent person that you forgot existed. Keep coming back and listening. And then tell me what you have experienced by writing on our blog at loaradionetwork.com. Now, some of you who are coming to our new site may be a little unsure on how to navigate. So I just really briefly want to tell you how to go to page to page. If you scroll down on the homepage, you're going to see all of the pictures of all the hosts. All you have to remember if you want to get somewhere is always click on the picture of the host, and that will take you directly to their show page. And once you're there, again, click on the picture of the host, and that's going to open up a media player where you can listen to their latest and greatest show. Also, that is the place that you can find all of the archives. And while you're on the host show page, you can always find iTunes and the RSS feed and Stitcher.com and all of these places where you can download and listen to their recording. So I hope that makes it all a little bit simpler. And if you just want to listen to our radio station with all the shows airing at their precise hour, go to LOARadionetwork.com and listen in as you surf the net. Now, let's get on with tonight's show with the irreverent sage, G.P. Walsh. Welcome, G.P., to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I am thrilled that you're with me today.
Hi, Jules. It's a real pleasure to be here.
I love your voice.
Well, I wish I could take credit for it, but it just kind of came with the territory, you know?
So you are known as the irreverent sage and even the reluctant sage with that voice. I don't know. You shouldn't be reluctant.
Thank you. Although I'm not so reluctant anymore. No, I just, you know, I mean, there was a time when I was kind of shy about sharing my gifts. Shy is the wrong word. I had some issues going back to childhood and even beyond that made it very difficult for me to speak out and teach the way that I do. And it took a while to work through that. In the beginning, when I was calling myself the reluctant and irreverent sage. That's where it came from. But I'm not reluctant anymore. So we're actually shortening it to just the irreverent sage.
Okay, I guess that indicates some real growth there. Good work.
That is absolutely correct. Yeah, I can't call myself reluctant anymore. It's just not true anymore. I'll talk anytime, anywhere.
I love it. Well, GP, you know, this really gives me the opportunity to tell you how much I love your show. You bring so much wisdom and advice about the universal principles of the law of attraction. It is really, really wonderful stuff. So I've got some questions that I want to throw at you, and I'm going to start off with the really heavy-duty ones. So give me your perspective on this. Einstein said that anything solid really is a mirage. What does that mean to you?
Well, boy, that is such a wonderful question. I mean, it's so nice that you kind of jumped right into the deep end right at the get-go. There's a variety of different ways you can understand it, and actually there's a variety of different traditions that explain it. What Einstein was referring to is that the bulk of the energy that makes up the human body and the whole human experience is really, in its essence, a single substance. And so the various forms that it takes, which is its nature, it's the nature of that substance to take form, the forms themselves are impermanent. And so if you really think of yourself as a solid form, you're in an illusion. You're experiencing the mirage. I mean, what we actually experience is real. The way we think about it is subject to all sorts of illusions, mostly about ourselves as to who and what we are. I mean, all of the false programming that we've got, all of the self-sabotage, all of the things we have to deal with in order to become fully awake as human beings are all basically illusions. They come from thinking of yourself in ways that aren't actually true. They're not really true about you. But thinking those, because of the nature of the law of attraction, whatever you think actually gets expressed in your life as if it were true. The energy that makes us all up will take any form you want it to. It has no preference one way or another. It can be the most beautiful or the most ugly thing. It doesn't actually care. You're the one who decides exactly what form it's going to take. You can use the example of a gold statue. I mean, you can make a beautiful gold statue of a beautiful angelic being with big wings and halo over its head. You can melt that down and make this ugly, grotesque gargoyle. Same gold, same basic material, but a very, very different form. And so it's the forms we're creating that is the key to this whole thing. And to recognize that you have the power to create any form whatsoever, and you are. The law of attraction is not a law that just kind of sits there, works some of the time, doesn't work some of the time. The problem most people experience is that most of the time we're attracting things that we don't actually want, which simply is an indication that the focus of your attention is not on the things that you actually want, that are meaningful to you. But the problem with that is, of course, that focus of attention is predominantly unconscious. We're holding images deep within ourselves and in our nervous system and in our energy system. And these images that we're holding are... They're oftentimes so detestable to us that we don't even want to look at them. I mean, that's all the unconscious mind is thoughts that we don't want to look at. That's all it is. There's no great mystery about it. And so the first step towards being able to create the world that you want is to come to terms with this part of you that you have not been wanting to look at. wanted to get rid of it, wanted to change it, wanted to fix it, wanted to adjust it, doing anything except really just accepting it as it is and seeing what's actually going on. And that's the key to allowing. Allowing means, what I love the term, because, you know, people say, well, you got to allow it into your life, and they're always focused on the good things they want to come into their life. Allowing isn't, I'll allow that and not that. Allowing is total. When you allow, you allow. You let everything come. And what happens then is the illusions, the mirages, begin to appear to you as mirages. You know, a mirage isn't a mirage until you see it as such. You think it's real until you recognize that it's a mirage. Right? That's the problem. It doesn't come up and announce itself, go, hey, I'm a mirage. It actually just is what it is, but you think it's something that is real. The moment you see that it isn't, now it becomes a mirage. And at that very moment, you start to become free from it. But this means an enormous amount of compassion, of self-acceptance, of patience, of self-love. And moreover, it requires an enormous amount of respect for the human system. This is, without a doubt, the most sophisticated and complex thing that has ever been created, your little human body. There are 100 trillion cells constantly working together full time so that you can just, you know, blink your eye and move your arm without thinking about it or ride a bike. This incredibly complex instrument is capable of being programmed for the best or the worst. And however it's programmed is going to be how it assumes the world is. It's either going to assume that that mirage is a reality that you have to be afraid of, or it's going to see it as a mirage that you can walk through. And this is where it gets to the heart and soul of the way I teach the law of attraction. Because it really, I actually even like the term better, the law of reflection. Because it really is from the inside out. The universe reflects you back to you. It's not really the relationship of me sitting here, all the goodies out there, and I'm doing whatever I can to do to make the goodies come to me. It really is, everything is within you. Everything is within you. And when you discover it within you, it begins to appear in what we would think of as our concrete world, which, of course, is also a mirage, as Einstein clearly pointed out.
Okay, well, let's stop there for a second. Let's bring it out a little bit further, and it's a reflection of us. But look what we have created then. We've created a very messy government. We've created financial worries, ill health, all of this doom and gloom within the world. Why? Why?
Well, it's kind of first off, I'll explain that in a second, because it's actually way simpler than you realize. We have also created enormous kindness, enormous sensitivity, enormous awareness, great art, great architecture. We've created the likes of Gandhi, right? Let's not forget that there's, you know, most people I know are more benevolent than they are malevolent. They're more than willing to help people. They're more than willing to be kind. I mean, the people who run the news and give us all the information and run the governments are not the best of the best. They're not the awakened ones. They're the people who love power, love control, right? So they're not the ones who are necessarily on the path to greater consciousness. But we do have to deal with the ugly stuff that we're creating. What I like to do is, when I'm looking at this as the law of reflection, I recognize that obviously not everything within me is conscious and aware. There's unconscious parts of me. So if the universe reflects back to me some place that needs a little bit of help, or maybe a lot of help, I simply turn within and go, what is it in me that is still greedy? What's in it within me that is still selfish, that is still demanding, that is still exploitive? where are those qualities still remaining in me? And I ask them. I ask the system to show them to me. I'm more than willing to see that because that's how you grow. When you allow whatever's within you to come to the surface, that's how you begin to dissolve it. So that I become more kind, I become increasingly conscious, I become increasingly compassionate, which is, of course, raising little by little the entire vibrational level of all of us and the entire planet. There's another aspect of this that I think is really, really, really important, and that is that, and it's one of my chief teachings about the law of attraction. And it's the answer to a question that a lot of people have is to, you know, I'm doing all the work, I'm visualizing, I'm doing all this stuff, and either it's not working or it got worse, right? The real goal of human life is not to get everything you want. It's to become everything you can be. So when you begin to visualize and ask the universe to bring something, what the universe does is not just hand you stuff. It's not a genie. What it does is start bringing you, and it does it immediately without hesitation, and it does it always, okay? It immediately starts to bring you experiences that are going to grow you into the person who maintains the vibrational level naturally, to which all of those things that you want are a natural component. It brings you the experience that is going to cause you to grow. Because the real blessing isn't getting the thing. It's becoming the person that you can be. It is actually getting the freedom of self-expression that lets you be everything you can be. And do it freely and unashamedly and with total self-acceptance and benevolence. That's exactly what it's going to do, because that's what matters. I mean, it is apocryphal now that it's like 95% of the people who win the lottery lose all of it within 2 years. It's because they're not actually, they've not grown into the level of maturity that allows them to maintain that amount of energy and that amount of money. So if you want to be a millionaire, you've got to have the vibrational level of a millionaire. Which means you may need to learn some new skills, you may need to drop some old habits, you may need to reorganize the way your life works. There may be some stuff you need to do, both practically and an inner work, that's going to get you to the point where that becomes your real vibration. And then, of course, it will start coming. So that, to me, is kind of the essence of the whole thing. The other thing that's happening, which I'm really, really tickled about, is that if you take that idea that when I decide that I really want to have something, I set a vibrational goal for myself, that the universe then starts bringing me what I need in order to bring my vibration up to that level. I mean, to me, that's just pure faith. I'm just convinced that that's what's happening, that I'm never being denied this. I'm getting exactly what I need, whether I recognize it or not. You know, my mirage, my illusion says, this isn't what I asked for. The fact is, that is what you asked for. You asked for the experience to be at the vibrational level that matches the thing that you're trying to get. Now, if you take that and you expand that to look at the whole world, what's going on in the world now is asking all of us to rise to the next level of our conscious evolution, which is really a whole new form of humanity that we can't even conceive yet, any more than the caterpillar can conceive of a butterfly.
So you're saying, I think what I'm hearing, is that we have created this collectively, the contrast, in order to evolve as a species.
That is absolutely the case. Yeah, that's absolutely the case. It actually is a blessing because we're being confronted with things that are baffling, aren't they? I mean, I look around and I can't see a solution, which means that I'm forced into trusting the benevolence of the universe and trusting the very things that I believe that are going to take me to the point where I eventually will be able to see a solution. So it really asks us to dig deep in our inner resources of faith and commitment. which are, you know, the deepest of human resources that we have.
But we're being fed all this information, and especially the lower energy information, collectively. And that may mean that we really aren't watching the news or reading the newspapers, but we're still getting all of this information flowing to us, and it's extremely uncomfortable.
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, I don't watch the news, I don't read newspapers, I don't read magazines.
I don't either, yeah. But it's still flowing in.
Well, the information gets in. You know, I don't go out seeking the information, which means that the universe is bringing to me the information that I actually need.
Wow.
I don't go out looking for it, because most of it's propaganda anyway. Most of it's
right.
Not actually, they're trying to tell a story that's going to compel you to do something, and mostly it's get you to buy stuff or vote for people who really aren't fit to be elected.
How true. Yeah.
So I don't pay any attention to that because it's not true. So I rely on the natural energy of the universe to bring me what I really do need to know, and the information comes. And so what does come into me, I take very seriously, and I take responsibly. I take it this is calling me to do something, to rise to something, either for me personally or for me to do for others.
So does this mean that we don't go out there and vote, or do we take the elections seriously? I mean, are we just letting the information flow to us?
Well, it's a beautiful combination of the two, because people kind of want to tend to flip-flop back and forth, or I'm going to completely, you know, disconnect and not do anything. You can't do that either, right? Mm. So, you know, I vote. I, you know, enough information gets to me that I feel I can make a decision. If I really didn't feel like I could make a decision, I'd try to find out reliable sources to find stuff out. I would take the responsibility of voting seriously rather than just relying on advertisements and phony news shows and things like that. I mean, if it really is something that needs to be done with the whole heart, so you do it, and you do it responsibly, which means you have to do the very best you can to get to the information that's true.
At least. Good luck.
And it isn't easy. And ultimately, Jules, you have to trust your intuition.
That's it, yeah.
Ultimately, you have to realize that there's a whole flood of information that is misinformation, and we do live in a mirage. So we have to kind of listen to that inner voice that isn't in the mirage, that is leading us to a higher sense of who we are. And that's going to direct your actions.
Does it really matter who wins the election if we collectively want to build a better society or build or design the golden age?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No, it actually doesn't. I have my preference, but I realize that my preference is just my preference, and the actual unfoldment of the reality and the potential of all of us isn't in my hands. And I really do trust that it's happening, even though from my point of view I see a lot of stuff that goes, well, what a mess, and it makes me scared. There's something inside me that says, don't worry about it. This is going exactly the way it's supposed to go. This is inevitable. And the more I see it, the more I recognize that it is. Even the things that are really terrible end up being can end up being blessings. One of the examples I love to use is American slavery, right?
Mm.
Just horrible, you know, just a horrible idea from the get-go. They wanted to get it out of the Constitution right in the beginning of the founding of the country, but they couldn't get the southern states to sign up for the revolution if they did. Get them to join, no, after the revolution, they couldn't get them to ratify the Constitution if they did. So it got left in there, and 80 years later, we had, 90 years later, we had the a bloody four-year civil war. Horrible, horrible.
Right.
Yet at the same time, because of the slavery of blacks, of Africans, we have jazz, blues, rock and roll, fashion. The entire world now listens to the music that was created out of that. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, quite frankly, if it hadn't been for rock and roll, you know, we'd all be dancing those silly little minuets, right? Right? So you got to kind of look at it and go, yeah, it's horrible. And then at the same time, this incredibly beautiful thing took place.
Right.
My wife is from Argentina. And when I was visiting down there, I was really struck by the fact that there aren't any black people there.
Really?
There just aren't any. Very rarely do you see one. And at first, I kind of reacted to that and say, wow, there must be a bigoted, you know, bigoted society that's not, you know, integration. Interracial societies are better in my mind, right? I learned a little bit more later, and I realized the reason they don't have a lot of black people there is because they never had a slave trade. Oh, okay.
Wow.
So, you know, a movie is a comedy or a tragedy depending on where the end appears.
Yeah, true.
Right? You have to realize that we're in the middle of a process that's going on, and I really can't predict all of the things that are going to happen to bring that process to fulfillment, but I know it's coming to fulfillment.
Do you think that one of the reasons why so many people are agitated, having anxiety attacks just under stress, is because of that underlying fear?
Yes, absolutely. Let me put it in terms first of the nervous system, and then we can expand it outward. When your nervous system gets put under the stress of change, whether that change be forced from your environment or be a decision for growth on your part, you know, you decide you want to learn a new skill, or you decide that you want to get a new level of your spiritual development, right?
Mm-hmm.
Means is that you're going to leave your comfort zone and you're going to try to create a new comfort zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Between those is the in uncomfort zone. It's inevitable because, you know, the nervous system is a stability-seeking system. So it's going to get everything in balance. This is the way it is. It works. Everything is kind of on autopilot. It's great. Now, if you want to change that, you literally have to destabilize the system so that it can reorganize itself on a higher level. That's why change is difficult for us. Because the system has to adjust to it. It has to go out of its comfort zone, out of its sense of stability, through a period of instability, when it then reorganizes on a new level. This is exactly what's happening in our world. We're going through a period of enormous instability and uncertainty, and of course that's making us all uncomfortable. We're all feeling it.
Yes.
Anxiety, as concern, as doubt about the future, all sorts of things that we're feeling. So the entire world, if you look at it as a single organism, which it is, the nervous system of the entire world is being pushed through this period of discomfort so that it can organize on a higher level, which is what you referred to as the Golden Age.
Right.
But the Golden Age is not something that's imposed upon us from the outside. It's the Kingdom of Heaven, which emerges from within.
From within.
And in order for it to emerge, we have to clear everything within us that is keeping it from emerging.
The message is, then, that for the majority of us, we must continue with our inner work in order to manifest a bright future at a faster rate.
Yep, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we all need to become rather nimble with our inner work so that we can become increasingly flexible so that we can minimize the amount of discomfort. In fact, once you get used to the fact that there's going to be discomfort, it ceases being discomfort. It's uncomfortable, but there's no more suffering in it. Right? The suffering is in our confusion and in our resistance. If you remove the resistance and the confusion, even if it's uncomfortable or unpleasant, there's no suffering in it. Because you simply see, well, this is what has to happen. This is what's going on, you know? If I want to if I want to work out, you know, if I want to run a marathon, I got to go out and run every day. At the end of that run, I'm exhausted, right? I'm uncomfortable. Maybe I'm pushing myself further than I need to go. But I know that that's just what has to happen. So it's okay. I don't suffer because of that.
So, GP, you have courses, you have your website, all about allowing it. So my question is, how do we allow it to come into our lives? It being anything.
Well, the way you do it is really pretty, is so mind-numbingly simple.
Oh, that's good to know.
Matter of fact, if you like, I can take you through an exercise right now.
Love it.
Just close your eyes. Sit back. Let your body relax. And focus your attention inside. And when I say focus inside, what I mean simply is, let your attention take in the feeling of your body. How it feels. That kinesthetic sense of having a body. That incredibly complex energy pattern. And let your attention just go there. Whatever's happening there, just let it happen. We're not here to fix anything. We're not here with any agenda whatsoever. We're simply here to experience whatever's here. Now, when you do this, you will find that your focus of attention is usually kind of small. So it will kind of wander around the body. So let it do that. Wander around the body. Notice how your hands feel. Notice how your legs feel. Maybe there's some pain or discomfort somewhere. Maybe some tension. Now, when you're focused on a particular part of your body, your mind is probably going to kick in and form a picture of it. You know, if you're thinking about your arm, the mind's going to say, arm. And it's going to hold up a picture of the arm. When that happens, you just say, thank you very much. I don't need you right now. And you return your attention back to the feeling of it. The mind always forms pictures, but the mind doesn't feel. It only remembers and anticipates. The body is totally present in this moment. Now just give your body permission to feel whatever it's feeling. Feeling of the chair against your back. Feeling of the air around you. The sound of your breath. The sound of my voice coming in through your ears. There's no intention here whatsoever. We're not here to do anything. This isn't self-help. This isn't self-improvement. We don't want to, we're not trying to attract anything. We're not trying to raise our vibrational level. There's no intention whatsoever except to simply be present with what's here. Now you can just let your attention expand a little bit. Let your body start to move a little bit. Bring your attention back to your surroundings, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes. I want you to notice something. Did you notice that your mind actually got quiet? Yeah. A lot of people, when they try to meditate, they can meditate for years, and they're trying to get a quiet mind, When you put your attention on the body, the mind naturally goes quiet. And the reason is that the mind only exists in the past and in the future.
Say that again.
Mind only exists in the past and in the future.
Not the present.
Doesn't exist in the present. In the present, the body is always present.
Wow, I've never heard that before. That is brilliant.
The body is always here and now. And so the more you focus on the body, the more quiet your mind becomes, because you're not wandering through time. You're not anticipating, you're not remembering. You're fully present in the moment. And the other thing that makes the mind go quiet and actually makes the body begin to come more alive is the absence of an intention to fix ourselves. That, to me, is the heart and soul of allowing. Now, it seems strange, it's paradoxical, right? Mm-hmm. That when I start teaching people who have heard the word allowing, they don't really know what it is, they immediately think, I'm going to allow all this bad stuff to come to me. I'm going to allow everything to come. And it's not really that. Of course we want better lives. We want to improve every aspect of our lives. But the way we do that is not by fighting it, not by trying to force the universe to our will, but by working with the universe and its natural energy. You know, you can either stand in the ocean and fight with the waves, or you can get out your surfboard. You're not going to change the nature of the wave. But if you understand the nature of the wave and you stop fighting it, you allow it to be what it is, you can begin to work with it. In sailing, it's really interesting. The wind is almost never going the way you want to go. So, you know, you can sit and shake your fist at the wind all you want. What sailors do is they learn to tack.
Uh-huh.
Right? So that I can turn to the right, and the wind is coming headed in the right. I can turn to the right and put the sails in such a way that I can go that way. I can also turn the opposite way of the wind, and I can still continue to make progress forward. So that's really what we have to begin to do. And allowing is first off having such a deep respect for your nervous system and for the human instrument, what the body is, that you really fall in love with the process of discovering what's there. So that if you do have an unconscious resistance to something that you are trying to manifest, the nature and origin of that resistance can come to the surface. If all you're trying to do is get rid of it, the nervous system interprets that as an attack and it goes into defense mode. Mm. It actually resists your attempt to fix it. Right? I mean, let's face it, that's what happened to us as children. We were never allowed to be who we were, and so the system bent itself into a shape to become whoever it thought it needed to be in order to defend itself against a hostile environment and save whatever it could of who you really are. Mm-hmm. And so it's perfectly defended against all your self-help techniques. There's only one thing the human system is not defended against, and that's unconditional love.
Oh.
It just melts, because all it wants is safety. That's its mandate. Keep you safe. That's its only job. The moment it knows you're safe, it just drops the weapons. And you experience that as a sense of peace, an experience of just a spontaneous rising of your vibrational level. Because now the energy that was going into defense can go into self-expression.
I see. see. And the body will also, when it manifests pain in a certain area, that's a great insight as to what is going on with us emotionally and what it means.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the especially if you've had traumatic instances as you, when you're a child, and that's they happen most of the time when we're children because we really are in a powerless state, you know, which is I'm threatened and I'm powerless to do anything about it is how traumas are created. Those traumas are genuine energy and they get stored in the body, and eventually they will surface somewhere. If you just regard a pain in the body as a pain that you got to get rid of and you try to sedate it or medicate it or do something with it, you're not actually relieving the energy. If you treat it as a signal from your nervous system to pay attention, and you actually move closer to even to the pain with unconditional love, the story will unfold. It'll tell you why it's there. Mm-hmm. And in the telling, that sense of danger is relieved, the energy is, the resistance is dissipated, and that energy begins to transform. The energy that's making up the pain now transforms into the energy that delivers you the life that you want. It's the same energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. It's energy. It can't be created or destroyed. It simply changes form. So you never get rid of a pain. You transform the pain into benefit, into blessing, into manifestation.
Right. And that's why Louise Hay always says, every time you take a pill, you're effectively telling your body to shut up. And you know what? That's true, because we choose to take a pill instead of finding out what is really the message behind it all.
And we've just been mistaught to be afraid of our bodies,
mm-hmm.
afraid of our emotions. You know, I mean, even...
Isn't that true? Now, that's a profound statement. We have been educated to ignore our emotions.
Yes, we have.
Holy cow.
Yeah, we don't trust them.
Mm.
You know, we. There's no such thing as a negative emotion.
Right.
Where the heck did that come from?
No wonder we created a messy government.
Yeah, look at all the things that we are out of touch with.
Right.
Yeah, we're creating the mess everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're so out of touch with our own bodies, our own emotions, our own deep insights. We're even out of touch with our deep intellect, you know? Our minds are very perfunctory in what we're doing now. It's all based about skills and doing what I got to do. And it's like, it's not the higher enjoyments.
You're right.
The mind is capable of. When it's properly maintained and doesn't get too much control.
Absolutely. Wow. Yes, this is such great insight. And I just want to remind my listeners that every show of Conversation with G, you get these tremendous insights. Go listen to Conversations with G. You're going to love it. Now, GP, you have some really tremendous programs going on right now, just not on the radio, but some really wonderful coaching programs. And I want to make sure people understand where to go to find out more about you and what you're offering.
Sure. The exercise that I just did with you and the listeners, there's 7 hours of those exercises on my Just Allow It course, which is at justallowit.net. Soon, it will also be at justallowit.tv, but that's not quite there yet. On that, even as we speak. But it is a progressive course that takes you from where we started with the simple body awareness. And it just takes you all the way up, so you become increasingly aware of what's going on inside of you, even as you're engaged in life. So that this normal sense we have, you know, where I'm like focused outside, then I'm inside, then I'm outside, then I'm inside, then I'm outside, then I'm inside, that disappears. And you're actually able to be in the world fully focused on what's going around you and aware of what's going on inside of you at the same time. So you're always aware of what's happening in the environment and how you're reacting to it. And that gives you an enormous amount of power over stress, over resistance, over fear and anxiety, because you're actually seeing all of the connections consciously. The object is to bring consciousness up to the point where we really are fully conscious human beings, which is what we're capable of. And so that's what that course is about. It's got 7 hours of material. It's usually about anywhere between like a 15 and 20 minute exercise, followed by 3 to 6 minutes of me just kind of doing a teaching about the exercise and what you experience. But it is primarily experiential. And I included the music in it too.
And yes, that's another thing I forgot to mention, because you are an extraordinary solo pianist. Your music is like it's from heaven. It is so beautiful. And we're listening to it all the time on LOARadionetwork.com. In between shows, and we've even used it in the Love Frequency Healing Hour as well. It is beautiful music. And what is the name of the album that we're using all the music from, GP?
The Emptiness Dances. It's actually available on iTunes. It's also available on cdbaby.com. I don't actually have a site dedicated to it right now, because I'm in the process of making a transition. But you can go to gpwalshcoaching.com, and in the store there is a section on music, and you can buy it there as well. gpwalshcoaching.com. My regular site is gpwalsh.com, which is brand new right now, and you can find out all about me for my speaking workshops and coaching and that sort of thing. So
and the music, because that's a fabulous part of you too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I started playing with five, and it's just always, I've just always loved it. I've just always done it. It's been a part of who I was right from the get-go. And it took a great deal of soul searching within myself as to whether I was going to be a musician or a spiritual teacher, and eventually kind of fell down on the side of spiritual teacher, and I use the music now primarily within the context of that guided meditations.
Love it. I love the music. So not only is your wisdom teaching everyone, but the music is just, wow. It is truly from heaven. I just, oh my goodness. So thank you, GP. You are such a blessing to this world. I'm thrilled you're on Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I am just looking forward to getting to know you even better.
I'm so honored that you invited me to join Law of Attraction Radio Network. It really is quite a great honor. So thank you very much, Jules.
Thank you. And remember, everybody, go to Conversation with G. You can call in to his live show and tell them how to do that.
If you go to my site, conversationswithg.com, it will have posted there when we actually do it live, and how to call in. You can call in either via phone or via Skype if you're in another part of the world. If you can't be there for live, you can send any question you have to questions@conversationswithg.com, and we answer all the questions on the air. So one way or other, you can get your question answered, and then you can listen to it at your leisure on lawofattractionradionetwork.com.
And I also want to mention that Bethany Long hosts your show, and she is spectacular too. She asks some really great questions. You two are like a perfect match.
Well, it was actually Bethany was the person who facilitated me as a coach when I was trying to when I was still the reluctant sage. She's a brilliant energy healer, just a lovely human being, and she was my coach, Never trust a coach who isn't getting coached. I don't care who they are. You know.
That is good. That is good. Well, thank you once again, GP. I loved it.
Thank you very much, Jules.
And to all my wonderful listeners, we'll be back next week with another great show of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. And don't forget to listen to GP with Conversations with G, and listen to our Love Frequency Healing Hour too, and get re-energized and release the fear. Let's bring about the golden age together. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com, and have a great week.